This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Each year, more than 3 million visitors flock to Yosemite National Park for its majestic scenery of cascading waterfalls, granite domes, and its wildlife. Some of those visitors leave behind a less than majestic sight, roadkill. As part of our series this week on national parks, Sasha Coca of member station KQED talked to one man whose job it is to prevent roadkill.
Moose Mutlow, yes, that really is his name, is known as Yosemite's roadkill researcher. It began as a hobby that he stumbled, or rather sped into, about 5 years ago while driving to his job as an environmental educator in the park.
Actually, it's because I got 2 speeding tickets. When the rangers said, listen, you should know better, we need to protect wildlife, I was like, okay, let's have a look at this. And so I drove the speed limit and started to realize just how many animals were getting killed out on the road.
The victims include squirrels, ducks, gray owls, deer, and bears, to name a few.
They're out there looking around, and next thing they do, they're wearing a giant tire-shaped hat, just momentarily, and then they're done.
Mutlow's so passionate about wildlife, he started a roadkill study on his own time. He found 200 specimens during the first year and a half. In his station wagon, he carries a notepad, a shovel, and a field guide called Flattened Fauna to help him discern the shapes on the asphalt.
And then I also carry this. It's a lightweight aluminium baseball bat. And I use this in the odd case where I see an animal herding to dispatch it, which is kind of depressing, actually.
When he sees a fresh specimen, Mutlow pulls over and parks. He walks back up the road, braving the oncoming traffic.
That was a recently exploded gray squirrel, the gold medalist in strikes in the valley.
Mutlow's roadkill classification system is called SPLAT. That's species, predators, location, appearance, time. Although Mutlow tries to keep a sense of humor about his work, he's driven by a commitment to saving animals, especially bears. Over 200 bears have been hit in high-speed collisions in Yosemite since 1995.
And it's miserable, because you look at these animals and that's their home. You have a highway that bisects their habitat, and people are driving crazy.
Mutlow's research has actually quantified the problem. And in response, park rangers have begun posting huge yellow signs with figures of red bears at each spot in the park where they've been hit by cars. But tourists are just beginning to make sense of the signs. Tom and Julie Putney from Santa Rosa drive by and see Mutlow on the side of the road pointing to one of the signs. They pull over to ask if he's seen a bear.
No. These signs are out to try and avoid people hitting bears.
Oh.
So the signs are actually put up in areas everywhere where a bear's been hit.
Oh, what a shame.
And so these signs have been up. This is their first year. They're up all over the park. So we've had 5 collisions this year. 2 of them have been fatal. 1 of them was a maybe. And, just keep your speed down and don't do anything erratic is the best thing you can do.
If more park visitors would obey the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit, Mutlow says, there would be far fewer strikes.
It's 35 for a reason. It's not 35 for better fuel economy. It's there to protect the thing I'm coming to see.
I'm driving back through the park after my interview with Moose Mutlow, and I have to admit I'm taking it much slower than I did on my way into the park. I'm sticking to the speed limit of about 35 miles an hour here, and I've got a line of cars snaking behind me. They're looking kind of frustrated, but I'm glad that I'm sticking to the speed limit because just a moment ago, a bear came lumbering across the road. Had I been going any faster, I might have hit it. For NPR News, this is Sasha Coca in Yosemite National Park.